This is Alive with Joseph.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get into scriptures tonight. Let's begin this journey from Matthew chapter 6, from verse 9 to 10. Matthew 6, from verse 9 to 10. We're looking at what I titled, Live the Kingdom Life by Light. Amen. Let's begin from Matthew chapter 6, from verse 9 to 10. It says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That has always been the plan and the purpose of God from the time, from foundation of the world. From the foundation of the world, that has always been the plan of God. That is, the Garden of Eden was actually a replica of heaven on the planet earth. The Garden of Eden was a replica of heaven on the planet earth. That is, God designed for man to operate heaven's life on the earth. Why? Because God has always had a mission, and the mission of God is to colonize the earth and give the earth the look of heaven. The mission of God has always been to colonize the earth and give the earth the look of heaven. God never ordained for man to live in heaven. Heaven is not man's abode. The only reason why we are going to heaven is because of the sin of Adam. If Adam and Eve has not sinned against God, we will have lived here on the earth forever. The original plan of God for man is for man to live in the earth. The Bible tells us in Psalm 113 verse 24, CPDV translation, it says, the heaven of heaven is for the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. So the earth is what God gave to us. But man messed up the plan of God. And because of man messing up the plan of God, the earth became an uncomfortable place for man to live in. But it was not so from the beginning. From the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, the earth was so beautiful that Bible tells us that God will excuse himself from heaven to come down to the earth to fellowship with man. God will excuse himself, come down to the earth to fellowship with man. Why? Because the earth was as conducive as God's own environment. The earth was as conducive as God's own environment. After the fall of Adam, the earth became an uncomfortable place. And the more the years is going by, the earth is becoming more and more uncomfortable for man to live in. There is all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. You know, mankind is manufacturing new sins every day. Every generation manufactures her own sin. Every generation comes up with her own rebellious way, with her own tactics of disobeying God. Every generation comes up with her own wickedness. I look back and I ask myself sometimes, how will 20 years from now look like? The level of wickedness that will be on the earth 20 years from now. That is why it's very necessary we arm the next generation, because whatever we are dealing with now will be, it will be king's pie when it comes to what the next generation will deal with 20 years from now. Hallelujah. So the earth is becoming more and more an uncomfortable place for man to live in. There is all manner of disease, all manner of sickness, all kinds of natural disasters. Look at what is happening in California. The fire just refused to stop. For some reason, the fire is refusing to stop. Earthquakes everywhere, typhoons everywhere, flash floods everywhere, fire. Even in our province here, in the last couple of days, it has been raining non-stop, causing floods everywhere, causing all kinds of hardship and, you know, disasters everywhere. The earth right now is in a state of chaos. Like what happened in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. The earth right now, the planet earth right now is in a state of chaos. And because of the multiplication of sin, the earth continues to decay. Because of the multiplication of sin, the multiplication of disobedience, the multiplication of rebellion of man towards God, the earth continues to decay. And the earth continues to go back to chaotic state. And the reason is because of the sin factor. The sin factor on the planet Earth. It was not so from the beginning. After the fall of man, God had to begin to create a plan B. And the plan B is for the church now to begin to reproduce on the earth an environment that is heaven-like while the church is still here. God had to come up with plan B. And God's plan B is that you and I right now, we must now begin to recreate God's original plan while the church is still here on the planet Earth. That is why the church is the hope of this earth. If you remove the church from the planet Earth, I can tell you it would not take up to 1 second. The entire planet Earth will explode. The church is still the hope of the planet Earth. The church is the custodian of the kingdom. Why? Because the kingdom of God lives on the inside of us. As believers, the kingdom of God lives on the inside of God. God arranged it whereby wherever you are found, you should colonize that environment with heaven's atmosphere. Wherever you are found, you should colonize that environment with heaven's atmosphere. You should superimpose in that environment heaven's atmosphere. You should bring to bear in that environment heaven's atmosphere. Wherever you are found, the works of darkness should not be found there. The works of darkness should not be found there. Wherever you are found, deprivation should not be found there. Wherever you are found, demons, devils, unclean spirits should not be found there. That is, your presence should limit and restrict the activities of the demonic world. Your presence should limit, restrict the activities of witchcraft. Your presence should limit and restrict the activities of foul devils. Wherever you are, be it in your office, be it in your family, you may be the only one born again in that family. For the fact that you are the light of that family, it should restrict the activity of any form of satanic manifestation in that family. You don't have to be two to limit that activity. Why? Because the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. I pray for you today by the light God has been releasing over your life on this mountain. I declare you will rule and reign in the name of Jesus. Let the kingdom of God on the inside of you, let it find expression in your environment in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? That is why the Bible now tells us in Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 that you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Why? Because your presence here is supposed to limit, is supposed to restrict the freedom of the kingdom of darkness. Your presence is to restrict their freedom. Your presence is to restrict their freedom. It is an abomination for a child of God to be in an environment and Satan and his agents are having a free time, jumping around freely as if there is nobody there. It's an abomination. It's an insult. It is an insult to redemption that a believer is in a territory. Satan and his agents are just enjoying themselves as if nobody is there. Have you ever seen the mouse or mice or whatever English it is, rats, having a field day when the cat is around? The mice can't have a field day when the cat is around. So you are to take over a territory. You are to bring the kingdom of God into that environment. That is to say, it is an insult to redemption. Your presence should stop. It should hinder. It should restrict. It should intimidate demonic activities. That is the plan of God. That is the plan of God. Your presence should hinder demonic activities. Your presence should restrict demonic activities. Your presence should intimidate demonic activities. Your presence in anywhere you find yourself should stop demonic activities. That is the plan of God. That is the agenda of heaven. That is to say, you and I, wherever we enter into, the activities of hell should not be able to thrive in that place. Wickedness should not be able to thrive in that place. Whatever it is that have been happening before you arrive there, when you arrive there, that activity must stop or it must relocate. Give Jesus praise tonight. Give Jesus praise tonight. Hallelujah. So after the rapture, when the church is taken away from the earth, this earth will be destroyed. God will clear this earth and create another earth and send us back to the earth. He will create, after the rapture, we will go to heaven. God will destroy the earth, create another earth, and return mankind back to the earth. Return us back to the earth. So our stay in heaven is just going to be a temporary residence. Why? Because we are not going to heaven to live. We are returning back to the earth. Christians who are in a hurry to go to heaven have not really understood what God's plan is for them. We are not escaping to heaven. No, you, a believer who wants to escape to heaven is because they feel like they are defeated on the earth. You know, they feel defeated on the earth. They feel like they are defeated. Sometimes you see people jokingly write on social media, can Jesus just come now? No, no, no. You can't tell him to come now because you're suffering. He will only come when it is time. He said, until this gospel of the kingdom gets to every nook and crannies of the earth, he is not planning to come. So that means you and I have an assignment. We have a work to do. Whether we like it or not, we must do. Actually, we are the one delaying his coming. We are the one delaying his coming. The quicker we do what he has asked us to do, the faster he will arrive. And I pray for you. The kingdom you carry, it will find expression in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I have the kingdom life. So the earth he has given to the sons of men. We are only exiting the earth to give God opportunity to work on the earth so that he can create a new earth for us to come back and live. The earth that will be free from sickness, free from disease, free from sin, free from demonic operations. So the plan of God is that before all of that happens, while we are here, we have the power to reproduce heaven on earth within our environment. We have the power to reproduce heaven on earth within our environment. And this, our environment should be a replica of heaven. Our environment should be a replica. I'm not saying that, you know, your environment is not going to have hanging fruits. No, 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 no. It should be a replica in terms of whatever happens there must be at your instruction. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise tonight. An environment that is free. Our environment should be an environment that is free from sickness, oppression, and an environment that is free from demonic harassment. And I pray for you tonight, as your amen will thunder tonight, I decree and I declare your life will be a living testimony of the kingdom in the name of Jesus. I say your life will be a living testimony of the kingdom in the name of Jesus. I pray for you tonight by the power of God. Your life will be a living testimony of the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that. So that is the agenda of God. That is the plan of God. That you and I should replicate heaven on the earth. That you and I should replicate heaven on the earth. Wherever we find ourselves, by light, we should replicate heaven on the earth. That is why it is necessary for you and I to carry light. Because why? We cannot replicate the kingdom life without light. Light is necessary. Light is necessary. He said, you are the light of the earth. You are the light of the earth. You are a city set on a hill. Glory to God. Go with me to Matthew chapter 6. Let's read verse 10 to 13. Can we all read together? Is it there? Thank you. Let's read together at the count of three. Also, you that is at home, let's read together at the count of three. One, two, three, go. Thy kingdom come as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 24 now says this. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold on to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So there are two things competing for your service here on the planet earth. There are two things demanding for your service on the earth. They are God and mammon. God and mammon. That is, the scripture makes it clear, you cannot serve God and mammon. Why? Because if you serve both of them, you cannot replicate heaven on earth. You cannot replicate heaven on earth. The only way you can replicate heaven on earth and the only way you can manifest the kingdom life is by serving God only. And the reason why many believers are not replicating heaven on earth where they are replicating it in their environment is because they are serving God and mammon. As a result, the kingdom life is not finding expression. The kingdom life is not finding expression. It says there that the kingdom come that we but not. It continues. And he now said, for that to find expression, there is a requirement. You either serve God or you serve mammon. But if you serve both of them, it will not work. Hallelujah. So there are two things competing for our service. There are two things demanding for our service. It is God and mammon. You cannot serve God and mammon. And he's talking about here the kingdom life. He's talking about the kingdom life. Kingdom life, because the whole subject in this chapter is about the kingdom. The whole subject in this chapter is about the kingdom. So when he was talking about the kingdom, he got to where now he was talking about service. He began to talk about the fact that you cannot serve two masters. You can only serve one master. You cannot serve God. You cannot serve mammon. So he was talking about the kingdom, speaking about the kingdom. Then he arrived at a place where he said, hold on, let me bring, you know, this to your remembrance. There must be service, two masters. How come he's talking about service here? It is simply because that is the foundation for kingdom life. That is the foundation for kingdom life. He tells us that the two people contending for our service, they are God and mammon. God is the kingdom system. Mammon is the worldly system. God is the kingdom system. Mammon is the worldly system. You cannot colonize the worldly system with the kingdom system if you are still submissive to the worldly system. Are you getting me tonight? Give Jesus praise if you're getting me tonight. Hallelujah. So remember, you are in this world, but you are not of this world. So you cannot serve this world and serve the kingdom all at the same time. You are either serving the kingdom or serving the world system. This is where the problem of many believers are. They have not yet defined who they are serving. They have not yet defined who they are serving. So they yield themselves sometimes to, all right, let me put it this way. They yield themselves to whosoever puts pressure on them. They yield themselves to whosoever puts pressure. Like now, it looks like, okay, fasting and prayer, the kingdom is putting pressure on them. They yield themselves. After fasting and prayer, the worldly system begins to put pressure on them. They yield themselves. So they yield themselves to whosoever puts pressure on them. That is the challenge. Many believers are in that state where they are yielding themselves to whosoever puts pressure on them. Whoever puts pressure on them, they yield. If Satan puts pressure on them at the workplace, they yield. If God puts pressure on them at the workplace, they yield. So whosoever puts pressure, they yield. And very often than not, it is Satan that most believers yield to, because they easily fall to the pressure of the devil. Are you understanding me tonight? So can I ask you tonight, who are you yielding to? You don't have to answer me direct, but let it be an answer in your heart. Who are you yielding to? Whose pressure are you submitting yourself to? During December, many believers submitted to the pressure of the season. Get December boss. And they did all kinds of crazy things. Jesus left the room. Because they feel that for the fact that it is a calendar month called December, it is a license to give up the kingdom life and acquire the worldly life. Amen. Many believers went on a wall from God. Why? Because whoever puts pressure, they yield. And I pray for you tonight. I decree and I declare, you will only yield to God in the name of Jesus. I said this year, you will only yield to God in the name of Jesus. So Matthew 6 verse 31, 32 says, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Take note of this. Do the Gentiles seek? For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have no need, that you have need rather, you have need of all these things. After all these things do the Gentiles seek. After all these things do the Gentiles seek. So here he's still talking about the kingdom system. He's still talking about discussing the kingdom system. Why? Because the worldly system, that is the world system, that is what the world rather, that is what the worldly people are after. He said, after these things do the Gentiles seek. So the world is after these things. What shall I eat? What shall I wear? What shall I drive? Where shall I live in? That is all that the worldly system is all about. Such life is an empty life. And many believers have embraced that empty life. What shall I wear? What shall I eat? What shall I drink? What shall I eat? What shall I wear? Where shall I live? What shall I drive? And he said, after these things, do the Gentiles, those who are serving Mammon, that is what they are looking for. After these things, do they seek after? So that is why they can afford to do anything to acquire it. That is why if you have watched the videos of the cash heist, that is why someone will brazenly take a gun and be shooting inside a car, not minding who dies, because he is just looking for that money. And the funny thing is, when he gets the money, he wastes it in less than 2 hours. And he returns back to the road again for another one. Because that is what they are seeking after. Check all the criminals caught. Check them. One thing that was common among them was labor. That is one thing that is common among them. Nothing else. There was no meaningful thing they have ever done other than carrying Louis Vuitton bag. And the truth is, can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you? I should be honest with you. You won't get angry with me. Louis Vuitton have no shop in Africa. So, I repeat, in case you don't. Louis Vuitton, Gucci, they have no shop in Africa. Most of the thing you see is bought from Turkey. And I've been to that market where they sell those things. And they carry all those bags after robbing and killing. Not minding whose blood was wasted, spilled. Because after these things do the Gentiles seek. And many believers are in that state. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So he's still talking about two systems here. Two systems. I'm just laying a foundation on this. A life, he's talking about a life that is all about what to eat, what to wear, what to drive, where to live, nothing more than that. All these things are good. I'm not saying they are not good. You should have them. You should have them. You should live in a good place, drive well. All these things do they seek. But God wants you to have them, but that not that those things should be your focus. Those things shouldn't have you. You should have them. Because there are people that those things have them. They don't have those things. That is why when they lose it, their life follows it. You should have them. Those things should not have you. Why? Because life is more than what to eat, what to wear, where to live, and what to drive. Life is more than food. Life is more than a nice car. Life is more than properties. This is what the unbelievers go after. Why? Because their life is empty. The reason why they go after, you know, when I see someone wearing a label from top to bottom, I know that life is empty. So they're trying to cover the emptiness with label. The life is empty. Because you're not defined by what you're wearing from top to bottom. Doesn't make any difference. Why is it that, because to show you that the life of unbelievers are empty, why is it that when someone buys a product, a goods, why must the person have the need to take the picture of the bag and be posting it? It's the emptiness of life. The person's life is empty. Is a clear indication of an empty life. Because he feels that the applause And how people view him on social media is what defines him. So people go and they write, "You have arrived." And deep inside him, he knows he has not arrived. He's only acting rich. Because the next day, he has to still go and rob another person to still buy another Gucci and still post online. I'm yet to see Elon Musk post Gucci. Neither will Dangote post Gucci or Rupert. I'm calling the billionaires now. I'm yet to see Patrice Motsepe post those things. True wealth. Those who are truly, truly wealthy. Emptiness. Are you getting blessed tonight? So this is what the unbelievers go after, the scriptures say, because their life is empty. The unbeliever's greatest pursuit is, what kind of car are you driving? What kind of house are you living in? And when Jesus is talking about the kingdom, he gradually brought us into what the kingdom is all about. Into what the kingdom is all about. First of all, he said, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. Secondly, there are things that define whether you are serving God or mammon. In that scripture, there are things. In answer, these are the indices that defines who you are serving. Put on the screen. He said, take no thought. Take no thought of what you shall eat, what you shall wear. After these things, this is what defines who you are serving. Take no thought. After these things, do the Gentiles seek after? This is the objective of the Gentiles. The unbelievers worship money. That's why someone can kill for it. That is why someone can afford to use witchcraft on another person over a position. That is why someone can afford to hire an assassin to kill someone because they want the person's position or they don't want the person to occupy that space. Look at the level of assassination that has happened, particularly in the KZN area. For most of those assassination, political assassination, is for ordinary counselorship. Ordinary counselorship. Why, after these things, do the Gentiles seek? So he said, this is what defines who you are serving. What you shall wear. After these things, do the Gentiles seek? This is the objective of the Gentiles. The unbelievers worship these things. They worship material things. They can kill for it. Because for them, that is their God. And the Bible is not saying, you should not operate like that. Don't operate like that. Because that is their system. You are of a superior system. You are of a better system. And in your system, you don't have to kill anybody to be somebody. You can be somebody without killing anybody. In your system, you don't have to cheat somebody to prosper. Even if somebody is prospering around you, they cannot stop your prosperity. Why? God has enough resources to make everyone seated here a millionaire. He has more than enough resources that every one of us here, we will be dollar millionaire. I'm not talking about rand millionaire. We will all be dollar millionaires. Every one of us. God has enough resources. So I don't have to get angry when I see Sam doing well. Why? Because I know he is good unto all men. The same God who prospers him is able to prosper me. I don't have to feel bad when Lonas is doing well. I celebrate him because I know if he is doing well, God is in the neighborhood. It's just a matter of time before me too, I receive my own. Give Jesus praise tonight. It's just a matter of time. When he does something for one person, it's an indication God is around. When a sister marries, rejoice. It shows if you are believing God for marriage, your own marriage is around the corner. Don't start looking, where are the husband? No. God is not depending on the men in the church to bless you with a husband. He can bring a husband anywhere for you. This year you're married, you know. This year, I want to be doing weddings. This year, I'm going to buy 5 suits this year. For the first 5 people that will shout amen, it will be for your wedding. In the name of Jesus.
This year,
his wedding, my sister. Who told you God doesn't want you to be married? He wants you to be settled down. If that is your desire, he wants you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. After these things do the Gentiles seek. The same Matthew 6, 32, 33. Let's read the New Living Translation. It paints a better picture for us as we close here. It paints a better picture for us. It says, these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. Did you see that? That is what dominates their thoughts. God is not in their thoughts. He said, these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Then he now said, seek the kingdom of God above all else. Live righteously and he will give you everything you need. Are you ready for everything you need? Are you ready for everything you need? Oh, some of you are not ready yet. This year, everything you need, receive it in the name of Jesus. I say, receive everything you need in the name of Jesus. You are believing God for a house. I prophesy. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You are tired of using the taxis and you're believing God for your own car. I decree and I declare, receive it in the name of Jesus. He said he will give you everything you need. As long as God dominates your thoughts, he will give you everything you need. I don't let car dominate my thoughts. God dominates my thoughts. And when he dominates my thoughts, he knows I need a car for mobility. So he gives me everything I need. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thunder, I receive it. Gives me everything I need. Hey! He said, these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But for you, your Father knows you need all these things. So placing the kingdom first is the foundation for long-lasting success. When you seek the kingdom and his righteousness, all these, not some. Are you ready for all this? Some of you are not ready this year. Listen, go and expand yourself. Prepare. What is coming your way is not what you have ever experienced before. The kind of opportunities coming, you have never experienced it before. This year, some of you will count in millions in the name of Jesus. I say you will count in millions in the name of Jesus. There will be supply this year that will shock you and shock your enemies in the name of Jesus. God will lavish you this year. But he said, make sure I'm the one dominating your mind. Make sure I'm the one dominating your mind. Because I want you to express the kingdom life. When you make God your pursuit, what people are seeking for will start seeking you. When you make God your pursuit, the Bible says, Psalm 34, the last scripture, verse 10, the young lions do lack. The young lions do lack. So there's a time where lions also go hungry. As ferocious as they are, as brutal hunters as they are. Ayina Moro say, there is a time where lions go hungry. Listen to what he said, and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord. Listen, friends, listen. Whoever told you that seeking God equals to poverty, they lie to you. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Those who seek the Lord. Those who seek the key word is those who seek the Lord. When you seek God, God will seek you. When you seek God, I repeat, God will seek you. When you seek God, God seeks you. Seek God, prosperity will seek you. Seek God, relevance will seek you. When you seek God, the things people are fighting for will start fighting for your attention. Why? Because when you seek God, you seek the source of all things. He is the source of all things. And I prophesy over you, as your amen will thunder tonight, also you that is online, I declare, you will never know lack this year in the name of Jesus. You are generously supplied in the name of Jesus. you are supernaturally provided for in the name of Jesus. There will be a distinction between you and unbelievers this year. By the general supply of God, there will be a distinction in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen like thunder. I prophesy, receive generous and abundant supply in the name of Jesus. I scatter the backbone of poverty in and around your life in the name of Jesus. I release you from lack in the name of Jesus. I release you from famine in the name of Jesus. I release you from not enough in the name of Jesus. I release you from paycheck to paycheck in the name of Jesus. Receive generous supply in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. Seek ye first. Let God and his kingdom dominate your mind. And God said, watch what I will do. Say, just watch what I will do. Watch what I will do. There's service. They call you. There's going to be a business meeting and a service, and you tell them, look, I have service. We're going to move the business meeting to after service. It's okay. Well, it looks like you're not serious. No, I'm serious. And it will shock you how they will respect you. Muslims. How many of you have gone to go and buy? Like today, for example, today, you go to all of these shops around here. They shut down the place. No matter how much you're bringing to them, you go to Dada World. You arrive when it is prayer time. They close the place. You tell, but I'm coming to buy millions. They say, just hold on. Look, we are going to our God. And you respect that, don't you? You still go back when they open. But tell a believer, there is board meeting when it's service time. They will sacrifice service time. God will understand. Can that explain why some Gentiles have access to resources and believers don't? Because we are ready to easily sacrifice God for mammon. Lift your voice in thanksgiving. Let's bless the Lord tonight.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.